Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary on a wet and miserable day. It must be the 31st, it is, today of January, because it's the 1st tomorrow, and logs. Logs are coming. Welcome to the audio show. Ah, just opening the door for the cat, who is obviously not going to go out because it is wet and miserable, but stands there going, let me out, let me out, let me out. And then when it comes to it, you don't want to go out, do you? But he does want to be fed. Ah, we had a friend come around last night, which was very nice. He got in touch about 6:30 or something and said, when can I come over? I said, well, whenever you like, just let me know. And he said, well, I can come over this evening. So I said, very well, we will permit that. He's feeding the cat. And so a nice chap came over. I said, well, in that case, we're going to have burgers and veg from the farm shop. He said, oh. I said, we can do you one. Splendid, he said, splendid. So he came over. The Essie was up and running by the time he came. Julia was over, and we huddled in the kitchen, which, for those that don't know the kitchen, I mean, it's on the videos and what have you, it's not a big kitchen. It looks bigger on the videos. It's actually much smaller than I. Everybody who comes for the very first time always says, oh, it's smaller than I thought. Like, yes, it's a two up, two down, you know, Victorian two up, two down, and not a grand Victorian two up, two down. That's the difference. As a result of that, it is smaller. I have fed you there, cat. I have fed you. But he doesn't seem to be too interested or bothered. Just tidying up a little bit of the mess. Not that there was a big lot of mess, it's just there's a few cups that we didn't put away. They ordinarily do try to wash up and put away the night before, so it's nice and clean when you come down. But I think because we were chatting and what have you and got a bit tired, but washed up the main things. So our friend was on roll up tobacco, and he said, you know, he said he chain smoked, he said, I've given those up, and I'm now on these little cigars. He buys six little cigars in a packet, and I've never really, I mean, I've tried cigars, I've had, you know, over the years, once in a blue moon. I've never been a smoker, of course, up until recently when I smoked my pipe, and it's such a different thing. And there seems to be a sort of community between pipe smokers and cigar smokers, and some will smoke both and some will only smoke one and what have you. Cigars don't really appeal. I said to him, do you take it down? He says, I do. Yes, I do. I thought, that's quite strong. Anyway, we're tidied up in the kitchen. Just got to wash up some cups. So it's a wet day today. Now yesterday was a funny day. I kind of lost a day, really, in a way, because I was meeting, we had Julie around in the morning. She didn't have to go. I can't remember what we did now. We were going to do a video, but it never happened for her channel, for one reason or another. And I had to go meet somebody at 1, which I did. I think that's got something in it that's not very savoury. And then I was back. I had to be on by 4. Well, I had to be back 3-ish to prepare up for an interview, and I did. And then the interview was at 4. It's all right, Puss. I have fed you, and. It was a disaster. It was just all over the place, meandering everywhere. And in the end, I said to the chap, I said, you know what? This isn't working. He said, well, we can abandon it and do it again tomorrow or something. And I just thought, no. this just isn't working. The information that he was coming over was too complicated and swerved all over. I thought, nobody's going to understand this. Nobody's, not that I'm not giving the public credit for their intelligence, it's just that the way it was presented, it was just too... And I thought, this is just not working. And I started to think, do you know, now that I'm not doing the interviews at the moment, because I'm concentrating on the book, I just don't want to do them. It really... Sorry about the noises. I just started to think, I just don't want to do them now. I mean, I probably... Once in a blue moon, but they've really got to be
on point
and easier to deal with. This was too complicated. It was all legal matters, and it was, you know, this number and that number and this document and that document, and it just wandered from anyway. So I came away from that somewhat frustrated because I couldn't use the footage, and it was the waste of time. I felt no disrespect to the chap. It's just he, as he said, there's so much information. It's how to get it out, and you know, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. I'm not blaming him. He doesn't do that. He's not an orator as such. He's more of a researcher. But it was that it was just meandering and all over the place and very confusing, and I didn't understand it. And I thought, well, at the end of the day, if I can't understand it, how the hell is the audience going to understand something? So we brought that to a halt, and that was that, really. So yes, I hadn't put stuff away last night, as you can hear, and just but we washed everything. Oh, are you washing?
We washed up, yes.
I think is oil in there.
Oh yes, because I was going to use it over the meal, but I never did.
No.
I forgot.
Oh well, I'll ditch that in somewhere in the garden or something. I don't know what to do with it.
No, don't worry, I'll deal with it.
It needs a bit of hotter water on there, I think.
And very good.
And yes. So that was that, and then the meal. So didn't do any writing. And I'm a bit behind on the emails. Well, I have got more time today because I just want to double check on the diary, actually. I've got nothing in. But we're going to go and see this chap in Petersfield, aren't we? I can't remember when it is, about the Bible stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to ask him some questions. We've had him before, Christopher Sparks. He interpreted a Bible. He's got another book. And we were going to go and see him, and I don't know whether we're going to interview him, but I wanted to ask him a few curious questions which came up. Where are we? So, I can't remember what date. I think sometime in February. I'm just checking now. I might have to just double check what day I said, because I don't think I put it in the... Oh yes, it's in the diary. So yes, I'm looking forward to having I can tell you, I'm looking forward very much to having the logs arrive. Bought some more. We had to send out some various letters over the last couple of days. And so I've ordered. And it's amazing, you know, you're writing to all sorts of different people on all sorts of different pretexts. And copying people in, CCing them in, and you use up so much bloody paper and so much envelopes. So I bought some more envelopes. Been doing a little bit of doodling on the drawing, and I illustrated my book Splidge, and I had great fun with that. I did enjoy doing that, and it's as I said yesterday, I'm not trying to be an artist, you know, professional or anything like that at all. Because if you are, that's what you do all day long, and you've got to get those 100,000 hours, whatever it is. But it's, you know, I enjoy reading, but if I've been writing all day and then you're going to sort of read, it's like more words, jangling around your head. It's nice to sort of sit in front of the fire and just sketch something from memory and see how you do, just for fun. So I've been doing a little bit of that, did a little bit of that. It's a bit of a de-stressor, isn't it?
Yes.
I think.
Doodling alone is a really good mind organiser.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm on the phone, talking to, you know those official phone calls?
Yes.
I have to have a piece of paper and pen in front of me, otherwise I can't cope.
And then yeah, doodle away.
Go away!
Yes.
Nope.
If one could draw faces, that would be great to be able to, you know, if you didn't know someone's ring, oh, hello, is that Mr. Vogue? And you're just like, I just draw what I hear, as if, yes, you've got this big moustache and a, what do you call that round thing, the glasses they have?
Eyeglass.
Yeah. What do they call it?
Monocle.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
brain
monocle.
Brain engaged. And eventually.
All, you know, great to be able to do that. You going out then?
Going like, coming in, it's raining.
Go on.
He's got to stay. No, don't kick him out, it's actually raining.
I know he is, but he was like, he clearly wants to go out and deal with his ablutions, don't
There's
you?
A litter tray there, actually. I do need to get him some more litter for it. Oh, Momo.
Momo.
Oh,
yes.
Momo looking up at you with such love in his eyes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes, I need to go down and get some more biscuits for him. I think there's none in this bag, but there might be half a dozen. As I suspected. So, try and get down to the little shop. Try and support the little shop rather than just go online and get it delivered, which is the lazy man's way. But it's pissing with rain. Go in the van. Anyway, I'll see how I do, either today or tomorrow. Or if you get stir crazy and you want to take the kid out for a trip, we can go to the little shop and buy the stuff.
To where?
To the little pet shop.
Oh, yes.
If you get stir crazy in the day.
Yep, absolutely.
Because we can get some more pellets. Yes. I'll buy it. What do you call it? The pellet.
Yes, wood.
Yeah, litter tray stuff.
It's compacted sawdust.
Yes.
Into little pellets.
Yes, exactly. Do you want to put this on whilst you're here? Are you cold?
What word is?
Put it around your shoulders.
Thank you, my darling.
That's all right, my darling. £5.
Darling.
Did we turn the internet off last night?
I did.
Oh, right, I'll turn it on then. Because everybody will be waiting to use it. Oh, it is on.
What?
It's on. Maybe I already did it. I can't remember. Yes. Well, I am struggling with the door there. Yes. I'm just going to do one thing. I know I'm still recording. So this is, I don't know how interesting. This is very different. I always feel guilty on these podcasts. But it is behind the scenes. I don't know why. Oh, it's wet and miserable out here. I'm just going to chop some kindling so I can light the fire. There's a great big puddle on the floor where I normally chop. I'm just going to put you on the bin in the garden, in lee of the shed. Bear with me whilst I hammer a little. Straight in the puddle. It's not the best bit of wood, it's very knotted. Come on. Oh yeah, straight in the puddle. Out of the puddle. Sorry about this. I'm just going to pick the bits up and we'll go back in. Some of them are soaking wet now. to jump around. Yes, I'm jumping around the puddle. The axe. And all, as I was chopping them, all the bits just fell in the puddle.
Oh, they would be, mate. Because I wasn't here to catch them for you. Sorry.
No, it's all right. But they'll still catch. It's only surface wet.
The fire will still catch them.
Oh, yes. The actual... This is... our friend Neil pops round with a bag of... Actually, we need some more now. With a bag of kindling, which comes from these pallets. I'm sure I've said it before. And... very generous of him, he doesn't ask for any money. I think they want to get shot of them, you know. So it works. We'll take them, get them out their way. We store them and we set fire to them as a thing. So, but sometimes they need chopping up and sometimes they don't. And on this case they did. But as it's so chilly and I should be working mostly in the front room, mostly in my office, as it were. There we go. Let's get this lit before I say goodbye to the lovely
Julia. Oh,
thank you. So these are in varying different lengths. And... different wetnesses at the moment, but as I say, it's only surface stuff, it's pine, so it'll all be fine. It's pine, it'll be fine.
Ew. Hmm? So, ew.
What's that?
I used a little soapy thing to loosen the soot, and then I got the tissue.
Oh gosh, it's black, like, black as anything. Anyway, listen to that. There's the fire doing well.
Home hearth burning.
So I've just got to nip out one more time and dodge those bullets. No, no. That door, yes, please. And just bring a couple of logs in. So we've got logs tomorrow, and we have been, we've been very good. Chopped up most of Julia's garden, although there's more of her garden to chop up. Not garden, I don't mean that. I mean a decking. There's a lot of water here. But the logs underneath, the covers, are dry. I'm just going to take a pile in, I'll get some more later. There we go. Because I can now use all these up over the day, but I won't. But I'll bring them in so that when the new logs come, because the new logs, they're fine, there's nothing wrong with them, they're all up to spec, but if you can bring them in, they just dry that, just that little bit more, they're not damp on the outside, they just burn nicely. Here we go. And the fire, despite those things falling in the puddles, is roaring. Isn't it, my love?
It's not quite roaring, Dennis. It's still just a kitten. She thinks she's funny.
There we go. Would you like me to finish off making your tea?
Yes, please.
Julia has to go, unfortunately. This is always a sad day on a Friday.
Yes.
Because Julia's not back this evening. Not back for dinner, not back for cuddles, not back for sleeping.
Not back tomorrow evening.
And not back tomorrow, so it's always a bit sad. Julia gets sad, I get sad.
I'm more stronger about it these days than I used to be.
Yes, well, as I say, if you fancy a trip over, we'll go to the pet shop. I mean, the weather is atrocious, so we can't really go much for a walk or anything. But it breaks up a day a bit from the... as long as I've got my head down and done some writing and stuff. Right, I'm going to make Julia a little drink to take in the car on the way back. And then I will up, once I've seen her off, I will upload this and then do today's video. And I've, you know, in the mornings and sometimes in the evenings, did that go? Yeah, I think I did. I do try to think, what's the theme? What's the theme? What am I talking about? I've lost the spoon. No, it's in the mug. It's in the travel mug. A little bit of honey for Julia. Keep her going. Don't know if she bought any more. Did you buy any more honey?
I did. It's on the shelf.
Oh, brilliant. That honey that we've just used up, windmill apiaries, has lasted well. Oh, it's not terribly nice, apparently. It's okay for the drinks. Right. If you're listening to this with bated breath, thinking, what the hell is going on? I apologise. It's a bit of a rush this morning. No philosophical, no reason. I still haven't found a real good book to go to. Are you enjoying that book? I didn't know that about England. Are you enjoying that? Does that make any sense to you? Or is that boring? I suppose it depends what it kicks off. What it inspires in terms of conversation. I'm just going to put my shoes on now so I can say goodbye to Julia. So there we go. This is your typical domestic scene in the old Vobes household. And it will take Julia about 10, 15 minutes to drive up the driveway from the big mansion here, through the villages that we obviously own and look after as the squire. And then, I'm getting confused with the...
Fantasy World.
No, RF Delderfield's Sorrel Valley.
Yeah, Fantasy World.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, we enjoyed the book. We haven't read any of it yesterday, which was a shame, but yes, he's going through a particularly difficult period. There you are. Anyway, you all right?
My hair has been... Oh, there we go. I thought I had a big knot on the top of my head then.
It's your hands.
Ha, ha, ha.
Psst. Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye for now. And
goodbye
we'll get,
for now.
Goodbye for now. And we'll upload this and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. And hopefully I'll be a little less running around. Anyway, you never know. They're all the same, these things, aren't they? Toodle-pip for now.
Have
Take
a lovely
care.
Weekend.
Bye for now.